Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to Pixelated Conversations with your host, Neo and Sadie Avandre. We're excited to share with you from week to week our thoughts and feelings on Second Life, gaming, and just life in general. Tune in and make sure that you're able to add your input to the conversation. You can always call in to speak with us during our broadcast at 914-205-5677. Again, 914-205-5677. We are excited to do this show with you, and we can't wait. See you in the show.
What's up, Sadie?
Hello.
How are you hanging in there today?
I'm hanging in there. Today is one of those days.
I feel you. And I know what that's like. I've had tons of those lately. Too many of them.
Yeah.
gosh. But thank you so much for being on for the show today. I appreciate it that you was able to call in at least for a little bit. Anything new happening in the life of Sadie Avandre?
No. Well, we adopted a 5-week-old kitten, and
yes.
He is
the cutest kitten in the world.
He's adorable. But she's very, like, I'm not sleeping much these days. So,
I know what that is. My cat's keeping
but she's
me
worth
too.
It. She's very worth it. So it's all good.
What does your cat do to keep you up? Lick on you all night?
No, she cries. She's still on a bottle, so we, to get her to go to sleep, like, we put her on kitten formula, and she will not go to sleep unless she has a bottle. So.
Wow.
It's adorable. But
it,
you know,
it,
mama's
it,
tired.
You know, you laugh here.
Huh?
I said, it's adorable, but it'll get on your last nerve.
Sure does.
Well, that's cool. Anything fun, exciting going on in Second Life, witches?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. I kind of have been staying away.
I feel you. I know. Me too. I haven't been on that much just because I've been dealing with real life too much, and I kind of, when I was asking you earlier, like, what are we going to talk about today? Just kind of sitting there. We all go through, you know, stress and
yeah.
Drama. And I mean, and to be able to, you know, I come to Second Life to try to de-stress. It's what I try to do. I mean, sometimes Second Life will cause you added stress. I mean, sometimes it will. I mean, we just be honest. But, you know, I...
You know, it kind of sucks. Like, you know, I've like, written statuses and erased them. And, like, you know, I've been in a place where it's, like, it's almost like, you know, you don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's like, you know, damn, like, you have all these quote-unquote friends on social media, but, you know, nobody checks up on you. Nobody, you know, I've recently gone through, like, a whole thing of, like, wanting to delete people from my old church because they didn't even want to tell me that they went and moved. And it's like, how do you say you care about someone but haven't checked on me since my mom passed? And, you know, it's just, communication is a two-way street, and I feel like I don't get nothing from nobody, you know, other than, like, my core people.
Right.
And so it's really made me take a step back online, you know, in general.
I feel you. I feel you. I know that. Oh, life. Life is just bananas. It's crazy. And the things that we go through, it's very crazy. Super though, excited that we can kind of, you know, take breaks as we need them from, you know, SL and RL. And so, talking about SL, you know, SL is a game. And it's supposed to be a place where we can, you know, de-stress, get our mind right, get our thoughts right, you know, have fun, talk, be social, and what are some things, like, maybe, you know, I think of things that I've done in the past on SL to help me de-stress, like meditation. There are areas that you can go to that are specific for meditation. Like what's the word that I'm looking for? Like, they're like Buddhist temples meditation areas that are just like, this is for meditation. And I like those, or even just you find somewhere that's like really scenic.
Like a garden, like somewhere with like flowers and stuff, or the beach.
I like the beach scenes too. You just kind of take that time, and you can, you know, even though it's pixels, you know, it's not real, you're able to kind of stare out at that garden, stare out at the beach, stare out at those things, and you're able to, you know, get your mind off of whatever it was on that, you know, might have been stressing you out. And, I mean, I like those kind of places. I am a passionate person as far as I like to fly or yacht on SL. I really find that to be a lot of fun. Just take my boat out on a trip and just, you know, ride that mug and go out in the Linden Sea. And sometimes you'd be interested. It'd be interesting what you see. I mean, you can see all kinds of stuff where, you know, flying, same way. Driving on mainland is always kind of crazy. I don't know. Even though sim crossings are the devil, and I hate them. But, you know, to me, it's still kind of fun being able to.
I think, like, even playing games, too, like, just trying to do anything to, like, distract, you know. Like, I think one of my favorites is, oh, my God, what's it called? Cards Against Humanity. And, like, there's so many different versions of that. Like, it doesn't get old. You know.
Are there so many different versions of it on SL? Because I've only played it once on SL, so I don't know a lot about it on SL.
You know, like, how online, like, they're called different things. Like, you know, Greedy has, like, Zilch, and, like, there's different names because they can't use, what is it, the patent name for things. So, like, they have to rename it something different so they don't get copyrighted. I'm not even sure if that's the right word, but
so they don't get hit with the lawsuit.
That the DM, DCM, I don't know. So you don't get sued. Yeah, those are always really fun. Different types of, like, role play. Like, I know, not even just, like, family. Like, just something to immerse yourself in.
Right, right. I think that those are awesome ways to de-stress. I do like the role play. I actually, in the past, kind of thinking about maybe getting into it again, but I was like into like the Star Wars, like there's a Star Trek group on SL where like you join like a ship or whatever and you actually have ranks and you're trying to move up the ranks and positions and stuff within the ship or whatever, but you're role-playing out these stories and building, I guess, you know, these stories and these relationships with other characters and stuff, and to me, it was a lot of fun. I got too scatterbrained, and I didn't keep with it like I should've. But,
Is there one for Star Wars?
Huh?
I mean, there has to be, right? Is there one for Star Wars? I feel like there almost has to be.
It probably has to be. If there's one for Star Trek, there's one for Star Wars. Because, I mean...
Right.
People that make those different, various genres are, like, rabbit dogs, like, loyal. So, I'm sure that Star Wars... Y'all ain't gonna let Star Trek outdo y'all, are you?
Right.
Maybe you could be a Jedi or Sith or something. I don't know. It'd be fun, though. Star Wars would be fun. I never thought to even look. That's something to look into.
Well, like, my latest obsession, like, everywhere is, like, the Baby Yoda stuff. And I know, like, they have, like, followers and, oh, my God. I think it's adorable. Like, I think,
I love
you know
Baby
what,
Yoda.
Speaking of, like,
Baby Yoda is the
truth. Go to YouTube and type in, like, Baby Yoda dances to, and then, like, pick a song, and, like, whoever makes these videos, like, they have no idea how much they make my day. This is adorable.
Baby Yoda is adorable. I love Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. Baby Yoda is cool.
I do, too. And, like, everyone, like, tries to ruin it. Like, you know he's 50, right? And it's just, like, mind your business.
Mind your business.
Like,
just
let
me business.
Have my moment.
You do you,
I
do
think,
me.
Music, too. You know, people who do live music, I mean, I'm not really for live music unless, like, I know the person. But, like, classical is really good for relaxation, so finding, like, classical or jazz places to go. But, yeah, I think...
I went to a jazz place on SL. I used to go to that one major one, Frank's, I think.
Frank's, yep. Or, what is it, Big Daddy's something?
I don't know.
Something
you
like
tell
that.
Me. You're the expert. You're the SL expert.
Yeah, I love classical music, and that's actually how my kitten likes to fall asleep, too. Like, I'll throw on some classical music. She's out like a champ.
Nice.
Some music in her bottle.
Nice. And I'm kind of the same way with, like, gospel music and stuff. Unfortunately,
there's
not too many places on grid that you can go to hear that. That's why I'll go to some of the various church services on Sundays or whatnot. Might not be my church or whatnot, but I'll go so I can get different experiences. And they have, you know, go to the Catholic one. They have a little... You know, the choir still.
The thing about that is, like, well, I guess online, like, it really wouldn't matter. But, like, the whole, like, in the pews, like, sit up, stand down, get on your knees, stand up. Like, what the? It's a whole workout.
It is a workout. You go to Catholic, you work it out. You should be thin. All y'all, there should not be any fat Catholics if you go to church every Sunday. Y'all fat Catholics, y'all ain't going to church every Sunday. We know what's up. Y'all faking the funk, huh? Y'all ain't going to church every Sunday. Y'all better get to that church.
Well, I've been reading a lot lately, too. Reading's been, it's been relaxing, but it's also been, like, intuitive, and, you know, I don't think it's, like, stressed me out any more than normal, but, like, finding a good book. And I think there's, like, libraries online. You can get, like, audio online, or some people do, like, live online readings. Since, you know, libraries aren't open anymore.
There's even, like, book. I've even found, like, on SL, like, book clubs. Like, where everyone... Yeah. Like, I've found two of them. Where they're all reading the same book, and then they come together once a week, and they, you know, chop it up. They talk about that book.
I would love to join a book club. I feel like I would have a lot of fun with that.
I thought about doing it myself. Like, next time that I go to one that I know about going to one, I hit you up.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause
yeah, for sure.
I think that it's a cool idea. I mean, if this is a social platform, and if we're going to use it, you know, for social, you know, let's use it. Let's do it, you know.
For sure.
We're stuck in the house and can't go nowhere. Can't,
you know what,
nowhere.
I found, and for the life of me, I can never remember, A, the person's name, or B, what the group was. I remember it was like a anxiety and depression support group, but it was like online. They would send like note cards out for like depression or anxiety, abuse, like, and I tried to remember what it was. I tried like searching for it. I don't even know if it's around anymore, honestly. But
it might not be.
I guess they do have.
But if it ain't, then that's something that, you know, benefit is somebody out there that got time and energy and whatnot to do something like that, do it. Because there's many of us that are affected by, you know, depression and all of these things. And so, yeah, if there's people out there that can start something, then we need it.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's like the right, you got to have the right kind of people, because it's like, if you're peer-led, I mean, it's great to let people know that, but like, I think a lot of people try to say, like, if they've been in recovery for a certain amount of time, that, you know, they know just as much as like a clinician would, which can kind of get people into trouble too.
That's bad. Don't do that. Don't think, if you ain't got no professional training, don't become no psychiatrist now.
Well, I mean, I think, like, there should be a peer support, because that can be really helpful, you know, trying to find people that know how you're feeling and know what you're going through. But, like, make it known that you're a peer, and, you know, you're not in any way, like, giving advice, you know, mental health advice, you know.
Right, because if somebody follows your advice and it don't work out,
it don't end well, you know.
It don't end well, and you could be in serious trouble. I mean, people,
yeah.
I think that you could even, like, legit go to jail for that.
I'm sure you can, I mean. But, yeah, I think, I think there should be more peer stuff. Because at least that's how, like, I cope, is, like, being around people who know how I feel. Versus, like, sitting with a clinician.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, we can, there's many different ways that we can be of help. But yeah, if you're out there and you want to start something like that, you know, I'm not here to discourage you from doing that. I'm just saying, be careful how you do it. Make sure that you, you know, tell people that, you know, you are not a, you know, psychiatrist. Tell people not to, you know, your word isn't gospel. Because, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I go to, I have a therapist. My wife has a therapist. And what my wife's therapist tells her will not work for me at all. And what my therapist tells me to do won't work for her. So just because you've been in therapy for 15 years and, you know, you think that that has made you an expert, homie, I'm here to tell you it that, just because, you know, it does not. And just because something works for, you know, for somebody, you know, just because something works for you doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for the next person. And so you really need to take that into consideration. That you don't know everything. And yes. Are there any other, I think that for me on SL, something that has gotten my mind off of crap, that I just love is, and it might be a little bit unmanly to admit this, but I will, shopping. When I can. You know, that is a something that is hard to do. When you ain't got no money, you can't go shopping. But if you got linen and stuff, and, you know, that's something that you're kind of interested in, you know, then I think that is a nice escape.
It can be, like, you know, it's known as, like, retail therapy, but, like, at the same time, you kind of got to watch that, too, because that in itself can turn into an addiction. So you go from, like, one addiction to another, and it's just not,
preach,
not the bee's knees.
Because I'm addicted to man caves. I'm just playing. I'm playing. I ain't got the linen to be addicted to man cave. I wish. But, you know, I think that that's anything on SL. Watch out. Make sure that it's not becoming an addiction. Because anything, really, on SL can be an addiction. Like, straight up, I'm just being honest. Anything on SL can become an addiction. I know people that role play as vampires and whatnot. And they stay on that sim like all day, all night. Like, if you interrupt them, they will beat your brains out. I mean, legit. I know people that have been like that. So anything like SL can become an addiction. There's people that live in a nightclub that just live in
Don't
the
attack
nightclub.
Me like that.
Huh?
Don't attack me like that.
Are you living in a nightclub, daughter?
I used to. A couple of them.
I still do. Well, not really anymore. It's not that I don't own my own club anymore. I'm not in a nightclub like that. Though, I am putting my feelers out for some DJ gigs, though. I don't want to work at new clubs because I don't want to waste my time in DJ for no nothing.
For nobody.
Yep. For nobody. So, I am putting my feelers out to DJ again.
I think
with
anything, you got to do it for you. You know, whatever it is that makes you happy, don't do it because, you know, someone asked you to, or, you know, obviously try new things, you know, but it's, at the end of the day, if it's not making you happy, then there's no point.
Right. And I think that is the crucial two things. And finding that peace and relaxation from SL, I mean, not from SL, sorry, from RL, is, you know, do what you like to do because you like to do it because you enjoy to do it.
And, like, something that, you know, even if it's, like, decorating or whatever, but, like, mindfulness, like, being in the moment and being, you know, really in tune to, like, what you're doing, really paying attention and, like, you know, say you're having, like, a stressed-out day or whatever, it's just, like, yeah, like, this thing's really bothering me, but, you know, right now I'm decorating my bedroom and I'm paying attention to, like, you know, is this texture working? Is this, you know, something placed in the right spot? You know, really just kind of being in tune. I find that helps, you know, me to kind of like, it's almost like you see something and it's like, yeah, I noticed it's there, but right now I'm focusing on this. You know.
Right.
But decorating can be stressful, too, especially with me.
Yeah. I mean, it can be stressful. That's for sure. I mean, I think that just life in general has the capability of being stressful. And so don't let, you know, don't let life stress you out. Just, you know, do what you like to do because you like to do it. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your time on SL. You know. And it's going to be all right. I think that if we do that, if we focus on doing what we want to do because we like to do it, then we can turn it all into what we want it to be. And that makes it worth it. That makes being on SL worth it. Being able to do you, being able to have fun, being able to experience the things that you want to experience. And so that's kind of my challenge to you guys for this week. You know, find what you want to do on SL. And then do it. Use those methods and relax. And then holler at us on our IG or on Facebook. Let us know what you found that you like to do on SL to relax. We're not going to do the whole hour this time because my daughter, she is doing some amazing work in the class. And so she needs to be at her class. And I respect school. I respect the class that she's in. And so we're only doing a half hour. But we do love y'all and appreciate y'all. And we hope that y'all take some time this week to chillax on the grid, find out what you like to do, and you have fun and you do you. And And we gonna keep it easy, Breezy. We gonna keep doing what we like to do. Anything that you wanna say to the people before we end the show?
No. Just thanks again for having me, and I will be back next week.
All right. So we gonna be back next week with a new topic. So actually, make sure that you follow us on IG so that you can maybe give us some ideas for a topic. Put your input in. And feel free to, like I said, always call in and be a co-host with us. 914-205-5677. But until next time, I'm your boy, Nia. And
all right.
This is Miss Sadie. And we will see you next week. Take care.